What time is it, Ro?
You know, funny you should ask that because it's, you know, it's
the top five at five on the Ro Con Show, brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. Home improvement at true outlet prices of 40 to 60% off.
It's the top five on the Ro Con Show. Let's go.
That's how you know what time it is. It's the only way I know is if I hear this. Mm-hmm. That it's 5 o'clock.
Resets you.
5 o'clock somewhere, as we like to say. All right, checking in at
number five.
Former President Bill Clinton is out on the campaign trail, rallying supporters for Hillary in the final stretch. Mm-hmm. He unleashed on Bernie Sanders. He's not feeling the burn. He wants to burn the burn.
He's burning.
Wants
he's
to burn
burning
down
something
the
up.
Accusing Sanders supporters of making offensive comments online to female Clinton backers.
She and other people who have gone on online to defend Hillary and explain why they supported her have been subject to vicious trolling and attacks that are literally too profane, often, not to mention sexist, to repeat.
It's like when Bill went after Barack Obama in South Carolina 4 years ago, almost to the day, remember?
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like this. This is fairy tale.
He's good at it. I mean, look, he's very good at it. He points out these things that make you sort of think. You know, he makes it. He said that Hillary's getting attacked from the left. She's getting attacked from the right. Then how could she possibly be supporting Wall Street banks if both sides, you know, don't want her? And was also criticizing Sanders' health care plan, which, you know, saying that how do you pay for it? There's no way to pay
for
it.
Well, that's true. That's true. But I think Sanders supporters don't care about that. I don't think that they think about. It's Trumpian. I mean, it's sort of the Trump of the left is that he can say whatever he wants. No one's scoring it or caring about what he's saying because mm-hmm. they don't really believe it. It's that serious, but it is. And by the way, I wanted to say this about Hillary Clinton. She is, this is nothing. This is not anything about her personally, or even politically. She just is not a great candidate. She rather sucks at being a candidate because she is in a neck and neck race with a guy who couldn't get elected a county commissioner.
Well, he's a senator. I mean, he can get elected.
He's a senator in a state of, you know, of far fewer people than are in the city of Chicago. He's elected by the same amount of people that would elect a congressman in Chicago.
But he's got the support of the nation right now in a lot of polls. He's neck and neck with Hillary Clinton. And
right.
I think that says something about
Hillary Clinton is what it says.
Or his own passion as sort of an outsider who no one really agreed with and has stayed true to what his message is. You may or may not agree with it, but he has been consistent and he seems like someone who's honestly rooted in what he feels other than he's not one of those guys who polls and then decides how he feels on an issue. Bernie Sanders has been pretty consistent about all this stuff.
Right. Tells me when he has his ideas are completely unworkable. And yet Hillary Clinton is fighting for her life against this guy who would be otherwise considered to be a complete political wackadoodle.
You would not have predicted this. The other thing I love about this is Bill Clinton's got his checked flannel shirt on that he also wore in Iowa. And I wonder if that stays on the campaign or that just goes New Hampshire, Iowa, and then it kind of goes away until you get into...
It then goes into
states.
The Smithsonian
yeah.
or I mean, the Larry Flint Museum.
Everybody's
one
got, they got the flannel out, you know, for the talk to the people of Iowa and New Hampshire. And it's like, I don't know.
Do you like me? This is kind of my lumberjack look.
lumberjack.
Nah, I'm a lumberjack and I'm okay. I don't know. I'm going to tell you. It is absolutely amazing. It's amazing. No one else got into this race because they figured, all right, it's Hillary's to win. Mm-hmm. There's no way. You got to get out of the way of Hillary. And Bernie Sanders, you know, for all of the, you know, I mean, I understand what you're saying about the outsider thing and all that, but he's caught fire. He's got a fish concert. He's a 75-year-old guy at a fish concert today. Right. And
people love him under 30. They love him.
Right. Because you know why? Because he's promising them health care and free education, stuff he can't pay for. And Hillary can't get up there and go because this is the problem that she can't get up there and say, listen, this is unworkable. She's got to send Bill out to say it's unworkable.
You wonder, though, is Bill seems like a powerful weapon on the campaign trail, but then you also wonder, you know, he does bring some of his own baggage with him. One of the top stories on Reuters today is that Kathleen Willey, one of the women who accused him of sexual assault, is she's going to be working in an anti-Clinton political group. So his presence on the campaign trail is now going to be met with reaction as well. And I don't know what impact that has.
Brings more baggage than Kim Kardashian. I mean, let me just tell you something. You remember, we were talking about South Carolina. Hillary lost South Carolina. And 2 weeks before she lost South Carolina, and Bill went out and goes, this is just one big fairy tale. That was unthinkable that Barack Obama could beat her in South Carolina. Unthinkable. Mm-hmm. And it happened. She's a flawed candidate for whatever reason that is. And then to have Gloria Allred out there yelling at young women that the only reason that they want to go for Bernie Sanders is because they can hook up with guys on the trail. What kind of sexist crap is that? And no one called, I mean, everyone's calling her out. I mean, no one is that, but her own supporters, I mean, but Hillary's okay with it. I mean, imagine if that were going the other way. If Bernie Sanders said that the only reason women are supporting Hillary is because they were hooking up with guys. Come on. It it's scary to me because, I mean, I can imagine a pathway to Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, and that just ain't right. That ain't right.
Number four.
Speaking of Donald Trump, he was on Wolf Blitzer today on the show, not the human.
He wasn't on top of it?
Right.
Okay.
To respond to insults hurled at him by Jeb Bush on Morning Joe.
They're scared of him. It's just ridiculous. I mean, the guy's just a, you know, Woody's just a real estate guy.
He's gone bankrupt four times.
He's a successful man, but he's not perfect.
Okay, you seemed really on your game this morning. So we will close this morning with word association.
Uh-oh. I don't like this.
Trump. Just one word.
Loser.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
But here was the return of the Trumpster.
He's a desperate person. He's a sad and, you know, he's a pathetic person. He doesn't even use his last name in his ads. He's a sad person who has gone absolutely crazy. I mean, this guy is a nervous wreck. I've never seen anything like it.
Well, you knew going after Trump in that kind of a big way was going to demand some kind of a Trump reaction like that.
But then he goes after his mother.
So Jeb is having some kind of a breakdown, I think. And, you know, look, he's an embarrassment to his family. He has to bring his mother out and walk his mother around at 90 years old. I think it's a very sad situation that's taking place.
I don't think you can attack Barbara. That's not okay.
Trump can attack anybody and get away with it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, we've seen that. We've absolutely seen that.
And Bernie Sanders can promise us unicorns and lollipops and get away with it. It's the damnedest thing. Hemp lollipops would be my guess.
Mm, that's what you think he's going with?
Yeah, marijuana lollipops. Medical marijuana lollipops.
Make them even more popular.
And he's there with fish. Here, ladies and gentlemen of Nashua, please welcome the fish.
He's getting more celebrities to turn out for him. You know, you notice that?
Well, okay. Right.
We're all loving him.
Okay. Okay. You saw, I mean, celebrities. You saw Sean Penn, right? I mean, it's not like, oh, well, that guy must know. You know, it's like, I mean... Oh, my God.
It's kind of a random list, too. You got, like, Will Ferrell and, I don't know, Susan Sarandon. And
right.
Mark
people
Buffalo,
who, people who,
Sarah Silverman.
Have three layers of accountants who are handling their books for them. Don't worry about whether or not they're going to be able to pay for
They won't need the free healthcare or the free education, yeah. But they're supporting them.
All right.
Weather in the first 5 minutes. Watch Chicago's first weather report at 10 p.m. with Tom Skilling. Weeknights on WGN TV News at 10.
All right, top five. Five continues checking in at
number three.
Peyton Manning set two records last night: the oldest quarterback to start in the Super Bowl and the oldest to win. He actually set another record too: most wins. This was his 200th win of his career in regular and postseason. 200 wins. No one's ever done that before.
200 wins.
Yeah. He's the greatest quarterback of all time.
What about the mention of a product you're not getting any money to endorse? I wonder if that sets a record seconds after winning.
He stopped. It doesn't matter. He stopped by the Today Show and said this about Cam Newton.
Cam couldn't have been nicer to me. He was extremely humble. He congratulated me. Wished me the best. I told him Just congratulations, you know, on his outstanding season and just what a great future he has ahead of him. He'll be back in that game, I can promise you. So I've been on that side of it. It is tough. It is not an easy pill to swallow. But he was very nice to me, and I really appreciated that.
Yeah.
Did you see the press conference?
Yeah.
Cam Newton?
Yeah, it was not so good. And I
but
do
he
think,
was, you know, he loves the game. He's so competitive. He was mad.
Yeah, that hurts him, though. He's got to grow up a little bit because he needs to realize that endorsers do not like that.
Was sacked like 7 times. I mean, it felt like, I don't know. He was frustrated. He was mad, you know.
So that's why they call football. That's why they call it. Thank you, Cam. You're playing the game of football. You can't 26. Win them all.
Number 2.
Special edition of the Late Show aired following Super Bowl 50. During the monologue, Stephen Colbert pretended to toss a football to various people, including President Barack Obama, whose appearance was actually taped a week earlier. Despite that, the president seemed to know who won the game.
Let me get this straight. You don't even know who won the game, sir?
No, I didn't say that. Of course I do. It was the Denver Broncos.
What? How? If it's a pre-tape, how could you possibly know that?
Stephen, I am the president. And it turns out all the Super Bowl winners for the next 50 years are written on the back of the Constitution. That's the plot of National Treasure 3.
Sir, there is no National Treasure 3.
That's what you think. There will be. The script is on the back of the Declaration of Independence.
You think they recorded both outcomes?
Yeah, I think that's right. Do I think? Let me think about that.
Let's think about that.
All right.
Very cute.
Oh, the magic of television.
Number one.
Bernie Sanders made an appearance at Larry David on Saturday Night Live. Sanders was pulled into a sketch that highlighted his views on democratic socialism and the 1%. Now, the sketch opened up with Larry David and the cast on board an olden times ship that was sinking, sort of a Titanic-esque kind of ship, in which the women and children are told to board the lifeboats first.
Hold on, wait a second. We need to unite and work together if we're all going to get through this.
Sounds like socialism to me.
Democratic socialism.
What's the difference?
Huge difference.
Huge?
Huge.
Huge with a Y, eh? Who are you?
I am Bernie Sanders Witzke. But we're gonna change it when we get to America so it doesn't sound quite so Jewish.
Yeah, that'll trick him.
They sound so similar when you hear them back to back.
Yeah,
like
so they really do.
The top five at five.